If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something is happening in Europe that is absolutely terrifying. These are the scenes from the nation of Spain as authorities try to quell the ongoing and rising clashes between migrant gangs and native Spaniards. The chaos started when an elderly Spanish man was brutally beaten by a North African gang in the town of Torre Pacheco. But things aren't much better in the Catalan city of Barcelona, whose streets increasingly appear overrun by Muslim migrants. Once a beautiful tourist destination featuring the Catholic Cathedral of the Sagrada Familia, the cobblestone streets of Barcelona are now increasingly filled with hundreds of young men from North Africa and the Middle East conducting Islamic rituals. One commentator put it perfectly. If you thought you were visiting Barcelona, Spain, think again. It's more like visiting Islamabad, Pakistan. But Spain isn't alone. In the nation of France, during a recent cultural festival in Paris, hundreds of young people were stabbed with syringes and property was set on fire. The arrested accused assailants were primarily Algerian, Tunisian, and Moroccan. And in the UK, they are continuing to wrestle with what's being called the grooming gang or rape gang scandal, a scandal so horrifying it betrays the imagination. Simply put, over the last 30 years, there has been an organized, methodical, industrial-scale rape and sexual harassment of young white British girls and children by predominantly Pakistani Muslim gangs. The numbers are shocking. We're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children being systematically raped and abused by organized gangs of men. All the while, the people in power, the British government, the very people charged with protecting these children, deliberately turned a blind eye and, in point of fact, have gone so far as to try to cover it all up. The story originally broke back in 2011, journalist Andrew Norfolk reported on girls as young as 12 having abortions as a result of abuse, while one girl, aged 13, appeared to have been raped more than 50 times. He noted that in 17 trials held from 1997 to this time, his time, which was back in 2011, across 13 towns, 50 of the 56 offenders were Pakistani Muslims. And then another report came out in 2014, this by the British professor Alexis Jay, and it found that in a single northern town in England, a single town, at least 1,400 children were sexually exploited. 1,400 children raped in a single town. Again, the report found that the vast majority of the perpetrators were indeed Pakistani Muslims. In another report, this involved the town of Telford near Birmingham, a town of 140,000 residents. Some 1,000 young girls were systematically raped and sexually abused by gangs of men over a number of years. And that number of 1,000 is most likely, according to this report, tame as compared to the actual number. The perpetrators were mostly Pakistani men. The victims were overwhelmingly poor, white, and English, and they were as young as 11 years old. A recent academic paper examined 73 trials covering 44 towns and 498 accused assailants. That report found that 83% of the people prosecuted for group, localized, child sexual exploitation were Muslim. According to the conclusion of another report, this epidemic of child rape on a mass industrial scale simply has no other comparison in 21st century Britain. According to one member of parliament, as many as 1 million children could have been affected by the rape gangs over the last 30 years. All of this begs the question, how did it come to this? How on earth did Europe descend into such chaos? That is exactly what we are about to answer, an answer that liberals and the legacy media don't want you to know. Unfortunately, none of these incidents are isolated. They are all the predictable result of a deliberate policy framework that prioritized ideology over national security. It all started with what's called the Schengen Agreement of 1985. Now, the Schengen Agreement or Schengen Protocol, bottom line, means that once you've entered Europe via any one of the 29 participating countries, you had free access to all those countries. You didn't need to go through customs or border patrol at each and every point. And this abolishing of border checks between European countries was, of course, sold as a cornerstone of continental unity and economic vibrancy and prosperity. The idea seemed noble, free movement for over 450 million people across 29 countries, right? But here's what they didn't tell you. Once you eliminate internal borders, you lose all control over who enters into your nation. And that is precisely what these liberal globalist elites exploited. What we saw form was a big business and big government alliance to import cheap migrant labor from abroad, particularly Northern Africa and Middle East.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com. For $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
So as to maximize profit margins for the ultra wealthy on the one hand, and then guarantee votes for the European political class on the other. And they accomplished this largely through a system known as multiculturalism over assimilation. Multiculturalism over assimilation. So again, in the name of importing cheap labor, European elites rejected the idea that newcomers should integrate into European values and language and culture, which served as an impediment to mass migration. Instead, in order to maximize the number of migrants, they promoted parallel societies within each individual nation with limited cross-cultural understanding. Now, again, you may ask, how did they get away with that? Well, this is where wokeness comes in. The reason why the Western political and economic elite embrace wokeness is that it allowed them to engage in these multicultural practices that imported cheap labor, but behind the veneer of virtue. They were deliberately importing cheap labor under the guise of liberal compassion, and they quelled any mass rebellion or opposition to what they were doing by effectively recasting such opposition as racist and xenophobic. The mere questioning of Europe's immigration policies was impugned as vestiges of racist colonialism and white supremacy. And so what's been the result of this? Well, exactly what we're seeing today. The numbers are frankly staggering. In 2022 alone, 5.3 million non-EU migrants entered European countries. That's 1.4% of the entire EU population in 1 year. By 2024, nearly 50 million people born outside the EU were residing in EU countries, representing nearly 10% of the total EU population. But here's the most telling statistic. European migration policies have created a system where asylum seekers can now simply move to whichever country offers the most generous benefits. So once someone enters the Schengen area, they can migrate freely to any member state. It's called asylum shopping. And it's exactly what happens when you prioritize global citizenship over national sovereignty. Again, all in the name of maximizing the profits for one elite and maximizing the votes, the political benefits for the other elite. Unfortunately, for citizens, the data exposes the lie behind liberal multicultural processes. Countries that have embraced multiculturalism have seen their crime rates skyrocket. Studies show that, for example, in Denmark, male immigrants and descendants of immigrants have conviction rates nearly 50% and 140% higher, respectively, than native Danes. In Italy, 34% of the prison population are foreigners, despite being a much smaller percentage of the overall population. Meanwhile, European leaders like Emmanuel Macron and Germany's new leadership, Merz, they continue doubling down on these failed policies. France actually went so far as to announce that all 2.1 million people from Gaza can apply for asylum with freedom of movement throughout the EU, once approved, of course. Germany maintains open borders despite citizens' overwhelming opposition. The consequences are becoming impossible to ignore. Trust in liberal institutions is collapsing. Populist parties are surging across Europe. And what we're seeing, particularly in Spain, citizens are starting to take matters into their own hands. They're not waiting for their political elite to act. They're certainly not holding their breath. Ultimately, this isn't about immigration or immigration policies. Ultimately, it's about the fundamental question of whether nations have the right to control their own borders and preserve their own culture. Liberal globalists, in the name of cheap labor and free votes, said no. And the results speak for themselves. The good news is that European voters are finally waking up to what decades of progressive policies have cost them. The question now is whether it's too late to reverse course, or whether Europe will rise up to awaken their own golden age and defend a continental civilization like no other. Hey everyone, Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.